النهاردة أحبائي هو كمالة الإنجيل بتاع ليلة عيد الميلاد. The Gospel of today is the rest of the chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, which we heard on the Christmas feast. The first part we heard about the wise men who saw the star of the Lord Jesus Christ in their towns, in their countries. Probably these wise men came from Persia or Turkey, this area. And they spent a long, long time to come to Jerusalem. And as you saw, they didn't find Jesus Christ in the palace of Herod in Jerusalem, in the noise of this world. And as soon as they thought or decided to go to Herod the king asking for the Lord Jesus Christ who was born in Judea, the star disappeared. And it is a very important lesson for us. As soon as we put our minds and hearts to look or to search for our Lord Jesus in the luxury of this world and the noise of this world, the Word of God, which is symbolized by the stars, the star which the wise men saw, disappeared from our life. In another word, we can say that the voice of the Word of God becomes low when we disturb ourselves in the pleasures of this world. We either forget the Word of God in our hearts or even reject this word, preferring to amusing ourselves with the pleasures of this world. But at the moment when they left the palace of Herod, went back depending on God, asking the help of heavens, the star appeared to them. And they were very, very glad when they saw the star again. The star here in our life is the Word of God. And I want that the Word of God be clear in your hearts, in your minds, in your lives. The more you read the Word of God, the more you approach your Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the less you read the Word of God, the less you know God Himself. We spoke about the presence of the wise men in the Christmas Eve, so we will not repeat it again. But we say, after the wise men saw Jesus Christ and presented him with the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, They left him, but they didn't go back to Herod. But they went back in their ways home. It means that when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ, when we become glad with Him, we don't need again to go to the world and the needs of the world. And it is a very important lesson for us. If you are saturated, if your heart is filled of the love of God, you will not be in need to the pleasures of the world. Be sure of that. If you have an empty heart, if you have an empty heart, this empty heart could be filled with anything. But if your heart is filled with the Word of God, and see Jesus Christ even born in a manger, between the animals and the bad smell of them, but you enjoy the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and the presence of Him in your life, your heart will be filled with the love of God. You will reject automatically any pleasure in this world. Why do we fall in sin? We fall in sin because we are not saturated with the love of God. We are not satisfied exactly with the life of God. So we prefer another pleasures. We search for another pleasures to fill our hearts, to enjoy ourselves. The wise men didn't go back to Jerusalem. They went home joyfully, delighting with the presence of God, that they reached that whom the star appeared to them, announcing his birth. Another point we want to meditate today about the Gospel of St. Matthew of tonight, of this liturgy, that as soon as they went back home and didn't return to Herod, the Lord knows that Herod will be mad. Herod will do something trying to kill the child. Why? Because he was a king. And he heard from the wise men that the king of Judea was born. And he is a king. How come he is a king and he intended and insisted to be a king in this world? So any other king is rejected. What you can see with this point, if you want to be the king of yourself, you will reject the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God in your heart. إذا أنت عايز تبقى ملك على نفسك يبقى أنت هترفض ملك المجد. لكن لو عايز ملك المجد يملك عليك يبقى أنت هترفض ملك العالم. The shepherds were glad. The angels were glad. Joseph was glad. Saint Mary was glad. The wise men were glad. But Herod wasn't glad. He was very angry and afraid of the baby born as a king of Judea. And it is another lesson to us. If you want to be the king of yourself, to control yourself by yourself without the help of God, you will reject God. But if you want Him to be your king, you will think of it carefully when you say the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come. Why do we say Thy kingdom come? Does it mean only that the kingdom of heaven comes soon and this world finishes or ends? No. It means also that we want the kingdom of God to be in our hearts. We want Him to be our King. So we say, Thy kingdom come. How many times do you say, Thy kingdom come? How many times you mean it? How many times you do it? This is the question. هو ده السؤال. انت بتقول له ليأتي ملكوتك كم مرة بتقولها وانت فاهمها وكم مرة بتعمل بيها وبتعيشها؟ عايز المسيح يملك على قلبك ولا انت عايز تملك على قلب نفسك تبقى انت حر نفسك؟ I am free. يجي التين ايجر كده في البيت يقولوا له اعمل الحكاية. No, no, I am no more a child. I want to be on my own. Give me a break. Give me a chance. I want to do so and so and so. This is harmful for you. No. Let me do it. And if I hurt myself, I'll be responsible of myself. He wants to be his own king on himself. And he loses the beneficent of the kingdom of God in him. But if he comes back to himself and say, yes, this behavior is not suitable for me, this behavior will hurt me, this thing will affect badly my relationship with God, and don't want to break his heart at all, I want that I live with him, in him, by him, for him, I think that we will do something else, different. Another point in the meditation of today. Before Herod moved, trying to kill Jesus Christ, the heavens moved to protect Jesus Christ. يقول كده لما مضوا إذا ملاك الرب ظهر ليوسف في حلم. As soon as they went to their houses, to their city, the angel appeared in a dream to Joseph, asking him to take the child and his mother and to fly to Egypt, to go to Egypt. This is what we call the flight into Egypt. What does it mean? It means that God protects you before even anything tries to hurt you. And this is the love of God. This is the love of God. مهم قوي النقطة دي. قبل ما يتحرك هيرودس ويحاول قتل المسيح ويقتل 144 ألف من أطفال بيت لحم، كانت السماء اتحركت والملاك قال ليوسف قوم خذ الصبية وأمه واهرب إلى مصر، لأن هيرودس مزمع أن يطلب الصبي. He is intending to do، يعني he didn't even think at the time to kill our Lord Jesus Christ. But the angel appeared to Joseph before Herod tried to kill Jesus. It means that you are surrounded by a protection of God. God protects you. God takes care of you more than you imagine, more than you expect, more than you think. Even more than you know. هي دي محبة ربنا، محبة ربنا الكبيرة، لأنه بيحمينا حتى قبل ما ندرى ولا نحس ولا نعرف بأنه هيعمل كده معانا. يحمينا. In the ancient times in the Old Testament, Jacob escaped from his father-in-law because he mistreated him many times with unjust deeds. Then he took his wife and children and escaped by night from Laban. He was his uncle and his father-in-law as well at the same time. Then Laban got up in the morning, didn't find his daughters and their husbands and the children and all the cattle and the belongings of Jacob. He was mad. He was very angry. And he took some of his slaves, like a small army, to hurt Jacob. But the Lord appeared to Laban at night and warned him to touch Jacob or to hurt him, even without Jacob knew that. قبل ما يعقوب يعرف كان الله ظهر للبان وقال له إياه تمد إيدك على يعقوب ده ابني اوعى تمد إيدك عليه. Do you have this faith that the Lord protects you? Do you have this faith that the Lord is taking care of you? Or sometimes you have the contrary. Sometimes you feel that God forgets you. Why? Because you expect something materialistic in this world and you don't get it. You say, oh, God forgets me. I didn't take يعني, the note which has the mark which I expected to have. Is this the caring of God? No. He takes care of you for your eternal life, for your future, not for your study or for your health or for your wealth. No, for your spirit. How many times does the Lord cast out Satan from your way to protect you from being into temptation? Many, many times. Some of them you know and most of them you don't know. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة وينفعنا بهذه الدروس الجميلة حوالين الميلاد حوالين المجوس. لإلهنا المجد الدائم من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.